This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
I've been accused of many things.
Here's what I tell
one
everyone.
Is not being mistaken for Scott Henin. Nope, Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Glad you're here. What's on Your Mind Thursday edition. We're 19 days into October. We got, Halloween is, 2 weeks from yesterday. Is a week from Tuesday. Halloween's a week from this Tuesday. And November's a week from yesterday. Where is that? Where is it going? Man, oh man. Hey, we're going to talk to my friend Jason Lewis, Minnesota's Mr. Right, here in just a second. I wanted to catch up with Jason for just a second to talk about the round and round circular firing tic-tac-toe, competitive tic-tac-toe game we're watching in the house right now with this speaker nonsense. Do got to tell you, though, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. I'm going to tell you two things right now. One is about MyPillow. Amazing products. From Dream to Giza Dream Sheets, the slippers that I love, I still have. It's like putting your feet into a pair of custom-fit gloves for your feet. They're made by Uggs. They have the memory foam in them. The slippers are amazing. The towel sets, all of that, the mattress toppers, the dog, the pet beds. That's all amazing. They're all amazing. They've got great 50% off deals going right now. They've got BOGO specials, buy one, get one, on a number of things across the site. The key for your shopping experience at MyPillow.com is the word Scott. That's it. Scott, buy what you'll buy. You know, do your shopping. You go down, there's a radio listener specials. It says radio podcast specials. Some of the stuff in there is up to 80% off with the promo code. But no matter where you shop at MyPillow.com, you're going to get the discount applicable with your promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Make that happen. The other side of Mike's fight, just a quick shout-out for Frank's speech and what he's doing with the Lindell Offense Fund. Go to LindellOffenseFund.org. Click on the plan. The executive briefing on it, the whole thing about election integrity and what they found out coming out of that summit. If you haven't read it and haven't been and seen what's going on, it will give you some light. It will give you some hope as far as election integrity and security, especially in the states where the 2,000 mules, I mean, in D.C. and Illinois and New York and California and Michigan and, you know, Antrim County, you can go down the list. Go to Lindell Offense Fund, LindellOffenseFund.org, and read about that. You can get there through Frank's speech as well, frankspeech.com. There's some reason to be excited about it. We'll see. I don't know if there's reason to be excited about what's going on in the House, if we're going to get a speaker, if they're going to be able to do this or not. Jason Lewis is back. Jace, how you doing, brother? I thought my idea is that we just you get like three chances to do a vote, and if nobody gets elected, you put the two or three names in a hat and you draw and you get back to work. What do you think?
Well, and nobody wants to be speaker, and I understand why, but I will tell you, on my newsletter at jasonlewis.substack.com, I've been going over this in the last few editions in depth, because we went through the same thing in the 115th Congress with the government shutdown, fighting with the Senate, different tactics with regard to how to approach the budget bills. And what goes around comes around. It's the same old story. And the story is this. There is a uniparty in Washington, D.C., a swamp, if you will, whether it is Democrats or Republicans, or quite frankly, Kevin, and this is something your listeners may not know and may not want to hear, but whether it's the House Freedom Caucus or the establishment rhinos, all of them agree on one thing. They don't want across-the-board spending cut. And so what happens is, because they don't want that, they divide into two camps. And the two camps are, let's work with the Democrats and just plus up everything. I want more military spending. It could be in North Dakota, but it's usually in places like Virginia and Texas and Florida,
right,
where they have massive amounts of military spending going. And the Democrats want more social welfare, so they cut a deal. The Freedom Caucus and the Jim Jordan role in the past has been, well, we also want more military spending, even though the budget's gone from $547 billion to $828 billion already.
Right, yeah.
We also want more of that, but we just don't want any social spending for the Democrats, and that leads to a shutdown because the Democrats won't go along with that. So that's how this is broken down and how it got to this. The Gates crowd, the Freedom Caucus, a few of those folks said, no, we want shutdowns because all we want to do is plus up the Pentagon and cut welfare. And the RINOs, the Liz Cheney caucus, said, well, we want to plus up the Pentagon, too, but we realize you can't do it without selling the store to the Democrats, and we're willing to do that. And that's it. Nobody wants across-the-board cuts, which is what a country that's going broke needs, and we are broke.
It's got to be. I mean, having spent time there, I mean, I attribute this to, you said, the swamp. It's D.C. It's the process. It's the never-ending game of tic-tac-toe where, you know, you can't actually solve problems and get things done and move on to the next problem and project to, you know, start and end and solve, because that would eventually just work yourself right out of a job. So the money always follows the problem, and the problems are just have to always be there, don't they? And that's got to be frustrating when you're inside of it, looking at all of it, and stuck in that muck.
Oh, and then the copious amounts of make work that's done just to keep your cynic here is amazing when the real issues aren't being addressed because they're too controversial. So both sides sort of agree to look the other way on this. I mean, look, I think Jim Jordan ought to be speaker. To do Scalise or Emmer or anybody would just be more of the same. It's the establishment, right? So Jordan at least represents a departure. But having said that, to your point, it's still politics. And now we're getting word that Jim Jordan is cutting deals with Mike McCall and Mike Gallagher and the Liz Cheney caucus to throw in Ukrainian aid with Israeli aid in order to mollify them to get their vote. So in the final analysis, it's the same old problem. Politicians wanting the job, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're right. They can't not spend like well past drunken sailors. But the other thing that blows me away is not only do they spend just, I mean, money, trillions of dollars we don't have, but it's not so much what they spend it on, but how much they spend on what they're doing. Jesse Waters broke down, like, all these different districts. I think one of them was in New York, and they got $1.8 million grant to build a playground on this deal. And
the earmarks are back.
Yeah, three quick phone calls. Yeah, three quick phone calls, and they found out they could have done it for $150K.
Oh, that's right. Well, not only that, but it's just the sheer amount of money. If you take a look at the budget when I was there, it was about $4.2 trillion a year, $1.1 of which was discretionary. Today, it's $6.9 trillion, and $1.6 or $7 is discretionary. So we've got $33 trillion in debt. It's 100% of GDP. The long-term treasury is skyrocketing. Young people can have no hope of buying a home. All of this is a result of the politicians' resistance to cut spending. And I will tell you, again, with regard to the swamp, all they're arguing about is what to spend it on. There's the welfare party, the Democrats, but quite frankly, there's the war party, the Republicans. Mitch McConnell says Ukraine is the most important thing in the world right now. Is he nuts?
I know, right? Yeah. And clearly, I mean, and you can see the hawks, how they clearly benefit the Nikki Haley's, the Lindsey Graham's, the McConnell's. I mean, and the defense, I mean, how many defense contractors base themselves in the Carolinas? just saying.
Let me give you a statistic with regard to that. So Representative Jen Kiggins of Virginia said, I can't vote for Jordan or anybody that doesn't want to really jack up the defense budget because, quote, the defense budget is inadequate like it stands. Now, remember, it's gone from $547 billion to $828 billion in 4 years. We've got 800,000 civilian Pentagon employees. We're getting into foreign wars again. But Jen Kiggins represents Virginia, which state is the top spot in defense spending in the United States? Take a guess.
Virginia.
Virginia.
We have a bingo.
And more money. So she will, I mean, literally, the DOD allocated $63 billion in Virginia in 2022. You think she's doing what's right for the future and kids, or is she just feathering her own nest?
Yeah.
And, but Republicans do not do that. They won't say that because they're afraid of Eisenhower's military-industrial complex or something, or being called weak on defense. We're all strong on defense, but that doesn't mean you have to blow the budget on it.
Right. Well, and I mean, we saw whether it's military complex, the pharmaceutical complex, depending on which bear you poke, we've seen all of it rear its ugly head in the last 3 years, have we not?
That's exactly right. They're just arguing over what to spend the money on, not how much to spend.
Right. Can you hang out? Can you? You got to get going, don't you?
I got to move, but I do appreciate it, Kevin. And go to jasonlewis.substack.com or get buy my book because it's all in there.
Yep, absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll chat soon. Be well.
All right, Kev. Thanks, man.
You bet, brother. Jason Lewis on What's on Your Mind. We'll take a break, and your calls, we got a number of texts to get to, too. So keep them coming. We'll get updated.
I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15 W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pastureland in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedder Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind. Scott's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Glad you're here. 701-271-1100. Thanks to Jason Lewis. My fellow Minnesotan, Minnesota's Mr. Wright. I'm right next to him. Jason Lewis, .substack.com if you want to find out Jason's newsletter and stuff. He's a great guy. Oh, boy, that brings back a good memory. Eddie Money. Yeah. Eddie Money put on a concert in Fargo some years back at what used to be a place called Playmakers. And Playmakers had this big back, it's now the Avalon. Playmakers had this back pavilion that's now the whatever, the big ballroom at the Avalon, but it was called the Pavilion. And Eddie Money played a concert there. And at the time, I worked for a radio station that was presenting the concert, so we had it in town. I had a number of opportunities to hang out with him. Great guy. A lot of fun. And, boy, he liked to have fun. And he was on the air with us and saying that we were up in the land of venison. And this is where all the, you know, New York guys, this is where all the deer hunting guys are, all you deer hunters, yo. And he made a comment. He said, I tell you what. He said, you bring me some venison, you get free tickets to the show. And I was like, oh, my jaw dropped. I thought, wait a minute, dude. You don't realize where you are. And he said, no, really, really. We got room. I'm like, okay, I guess if you want to, and we're going to donate it to the food bank. Sure enough, by the time the show started, there was about 70 pounds of venison, that the guys at Playmakers are like, my buddy Jerry, who owned it back in the day, he's like, what are we supposed to, can you find space in your freezer, in your fridge for this? Cause we don't want it to go bad. He's like, yeah, let me move some stuff. So we ended up giving away a bunch of free tickets for some venison to an Eddie Money concert back in the day in Fargo. I'll never forget, Eddie had no idea. He was pretty excited though. He took some with him too. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Reminder, PetroServe USA always has the fantastic lunch specials, always home cooking, scratch cooking, always grab-and-go convenience. I'm really a fan of all the mac and cheese that they do, the taco mac, the hamburger, the cheeseburger mac that they do. Those are all stellar. The Swedish meatballs are always good. But I do want to put a shout-out, too, that they're hiring. PetroServe USA, looking for, you got a side gig, want to get the little part-time money going. They have very flexible shifts, all locations. Go on to PetroServeUSA.com and, you can, you know, do the apply thing, click on the careers thing there, and, they need help and, you know, kitchen help, serve the counter help. So, I mean, a great place to work too. Great kind of a family vibe. My peeps in Glendon have kind of become my, you know, my PetroServe family. PetroServeUSA.com, they're hiring. 23 past the hour, text in 701-237-1590. I don't want to do that until I make sure we're good there. Yeah, okay. And there is a ton we got to burn through here. Okay, let me get to them. We get a ton of footage of Ukraine and Gaza, but the southern border, for some reason, is non-existent. Yeah, there's a live cam on a couple of websites. And nothing is slowed down. Nothing is going on. We're talking, and you're spot on. Look at any monitor around me here. Every channel's nothing but the Middle East and Gaza. Israel and Gaza. And maybe a little Ukraine. But where's the Hunter Biden? Where's the Joe Biden? Where's the inquiries there? What's at our border? None of it. Rumor has it, in D.C., they are gonna run Jordan off. If that happens, it's the end of the GOP. The voters clearly want Jordan. The Uniparty does not. We're at a breaking point. It won't matter if Democrats or GOP are in control. They do, because Jim Jordan is a pit bull. Jim Jordan isn't quite, in my humble opinion, I know about him. He's an Ohio guy, seems solid as a rock. He's never wavered about the person he is. I've never really doubted what he thought. I've never heard him. I don't hear a lot of double speak ever out of Jim Jordan, which I've always liked about him. You know, not a wrestling fan. I'm a basketball player, but I won't hold that against him. But right, and he is I called Trump the ultimate bull in the China shop. Back to 2016, Hillary Clinton. Ugh, couldn't even imagine that. And so, and at the time, I was thinking. Like, when Trump announced that he was going to run, I was thinking, oh, great, here we go. I think I remember saying this is going to be like a year and a half nonstop episode of The Apprentice. You know, who's going to get hired and fired here? And it kind of turned into that. But I'm thinking, Trump? And the more, you know, I didn't know that much about the guy. The more I watched the documentaries about him, I read the Art of the Deal. I listened to it, actually. So I went through all of them, like, okay, you know, I mean, I can't vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm just like, oh, there's no way. So, all right, and I kept referring to, this is going to be like a bull in the china shop. You send this dude in there. And that's what he was. He was the ultimate bull in their china shop. Jim Jordan, in my humble opinion, represents just a smaller bull in that same china shop. He's no nonsense. And Texter, spot on. The Uniparty doesn't want that. That upsets the apple cart. That messes with all of the, you know, all of the things that make that gig so good. So, yeah, that is absolutely spot on. There is no way, Texter says, there's no way Biden gets an ice cream cone. He'd forget to spin it as he licked it. He'd get a shake so he can keep on sucking. Oh, you're the best. That's the best. It's embarrassing. I feel sad. But again, he's putting himself out there. So you can't, but it's sad. It's just what it is. Joe Biden is older. He's clearly got issues with memory, with cognitive ability. I mean, yeah, but here we just got to watch it every day, I guess. It's no longer world news, Texter says, with David Manure. It's 25 minutes of drug commercials interspersed with vague generalities. Well, yeah. Oh, just a second on that, right? The network news used to be the pinnacle, the shining beacon on the hill of journalism, and Walter Cronkite in the day, and Tom Brokaw, and just reporting the news. And yeah, it's inched its way, death by a thousand cuts, into completely biased, you know, it's almost like a half-hour reality show that someone, it's Wag the Dog. But when we had just two, then that was the mainstream media. We had just the three networks. Fox came along, provided a fourth, which, you know, was more taken up with the affiliates for Fox. You know, that was when they launched Tracy Ullman and the Simpsons, and Fox became a thing. They didn't have a national news network. They still don't on their networks. They have Fox News Channel on cable, but the Fox network never did. All the local affiliates, like KVRR in Fargo, it's for example, all the local Fox affiliates developed their own local Fox News teams. So, but that was the mainstream media, was the networks for so long. Now, I mean, I bet I look at least 10 different sources, a couple of them more liberal. I mean, from stuff that we get from Fox, from Newsmax, from One America, there's a ton of them, a ton of different ones. So, yeah, and good point on the drug commercials. Big Pharma owns the networks. They own most of the cable networks as well. It's like George Carlin talks about. Yeah, we should talk a little bit about that too. But what is on your mind? Got a ton of texts to get through. We'll do the rest of those next. Get caught up. You want to call me? 701-271-1100. Come on. It's you and me. Let's hang. What's on your mind? Be right back.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. A court staffer facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial. A coalition of progressive House Democrats say they'll still support Israel while also urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That way, there could be a safe return of hostages, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and minimizing civilian casualties on both sides. More than 350 Americans in Gaza seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings, as per Capitol Police regulations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back to What's On Your Mind, Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin. Happy Thursday, almost Friday. It's like a pretty nice weekend all the way across the neighborhood. Get your outside projects done though, because it looks like the snap might be rolling in into next week. And you know what happens then as we get to November. Hopefully, we can hold off the snow till after Halloween. It sucks if, you know, I don't have any youngins anymore, but the trick-or-treating with the kiddos when it's, you know, when it's snowing, a little, not so much with the fun. So we get that going on. 27 in front of the top of the hour, so a couple segments left. 701-271-1100. Text me 701-237-1590. You can shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com, or leave a message, 855-200-1776. Got a couple of texts about, someone asked about the specific date that the New York trip with Henin is going to see Gutfeld. I don't know the date. I'll find out, though. Scott will be back tomorrow. He'll have that. But, yeah, they added, Gutfeld. So one thing about that, again, we've had a few texts about people like, you know, you guys talk about how terrible New York is, and you know, you're taking a trip there, and yeah, every city's got, you know, bad things. And again, my deal is, it's their thing. It's they love it. It's not my thing. I'm not going. But who cares if they want to put a trip together? I mean, you know, we don't got to dog it. But just, you know, if you can't say anything nice, then maybe don't say anything at all. But it's if you're gonna do New York, if you're down for that trip and that time of the year, nobody does it better than Scott's wife, man. I'm telling you, she is. Scott, you know, doesn't brag about her enough, but she's a great lady. They love to have fun. You take this motor coach everywhere you go. I've seen pictures. They've done it like 8 times, and they stay kind of away from the city. They stay out in Queens, I think, this trip. But they're going from the 9/11 Museum to Top of the Rock to dinner at Tavern on the Green to going to Trump Tower. We're going to do Fox and Friends, and I think it's the same day, go to Gutfeld. The whole group's got tickets to go to Gutfeld. And Jimmy Fallon's going to be on Gutfeld the night they're there, so there might be a little meet and greet and some stuff. That's when he kind of had me. I'm like, dude, I think I'd go with you just to go to Gutfeld. So, I mean, and the point is, if you want to go, if that's your jam, They're really good at it, and they have a lot of fun, and you'll see a ton of stuff. You'll see it all, really. The Statue of Liberty, the whole deal, the cruise, all of that. And you basically, you're dropped at every place you go riding around in a motor coach, and you can give Hennen all kinds of crap while you're doing it, which is fun. That's what I've heard. A friend told me. So you want to find out more, am1100theflag.com. AM1090theflag.com, right on the front page there. If it's, I think it's there. If not, click on the hot links. And they are filling up now. So what's left of it, it's a pretty reasonable deal for the all you're going to see and the time you're going to spend there and the meals and everything. So get her done. It's going to be fun. If you're into that sort of thing, we have got a lot of text here. More on the lame stream media. Yeah, don't watch network news anymore, ever, haven't for years. It hasn't been, the nightly news really hasn't been a thing, I think, for me since the internet. I mean, since I found sources and things and I can do it on my time, the on-demand changed everything for so many people. Could you ask North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong why nothing to stop what is going on? He is not, there's nothing he can do. It's the swamp. It's how the process works. If I had a magic wand and could walk and I'd be like, we're drawing a name right now so you guys can get your butts back to work. But that's not, it's the whole process of it and how they have to do it. And I don't know why someone doesn't scream louder that's there going, come on. We can't go home. You can't take a break right now until we solve this. It's ridiculous. Oh, I don't want to vote for him because he's Then draw a name. I mean, pretty much where I'm at with that. Chairman, a bit of a lengthy one. Hey, Kev. Oh, Chief of the Iranian General Staff, Mohammad Bagheri, in a telephone call with a Russian person, the continuation of the crimes of the Zionist regime, et cetera, et cetera. It could be, basically what I'm reading or breaking down is that Iran is chatting with Russia, which could mean, you know, the beginning of a world war. The Netanyahu speaking, saying this is a war against the modern barbarians, want to bring the world back to the Middle Ages. This is our darkest hour. It's the world's darkest hour. Well, we'll see how many of them want to stay in that. I don't know. I don't. How long have these people been fighting over the same real estate and the same religion? Just think about that. Check out the look on Kirby's, Blinken's, and KJP's faces. And I think this is when Biden is on Air Force One talking, and Blinken is standing right behind him, and he keeps ducking back behind into the room like, oh, man, this is not good. And Biden just kept kind of freezing up. He just had to freeze up for a second. He's thinking. I don't know what he's doing. Another text. Joe Biden is a disgrace as a president, texter says. He will go down in history as the worst president in history. Failed domestic policies, failed foreign policies, wars during his presidency, responsible for coming domestic terrorism from open border policies and more. If Biden actually runs and wins in 24, it will be a weekend at Bernie's minus the fun. They'll have to install a chairlift on Air Force One and a wheelchair for him to wheel him around. Yeah. And there's no way. They couldn't cheat enough. You couldn't tip it enough if you put Biden on the field in a year and a month. Think about it. You can't run him. You can't play that team. You're going on. Have you seen the Trump rallies lately? Have you seen the numbers that he's generating? And to say that, well, independents and soccer moms, and believe me, independents and soccer moms are just as fed up with all of this as everybody is. The vast majority of Americans. You know, and I don't know what sort of theater The View thinks it is, but, yeah. It's beyond the scope. If Biden runs and, that one came through twice. Okay. Kevin, I was listening to, was listening to Charlie Kirk yesterday, and he said a mouthful. The Republicans cry, we don't have the power. When they get the power, they can't handle it. So he feels the Republicans are just fine in the minority. Then they can cry and blame Democrats for everything and go home and tell their constituents we can't do anything because we don't have the majority. But yet, they get paid big money and can go to all the fancy meals and cocktail parties. I feel the Republicans are worthless. They're not worthless. A lot of them are. And that's what the Jim Jordans of the world and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetzes are trying to break. That's the swamp. And it's more than a tearing off the Band-Aid. I mean, we're pulling a Band-Aid off of a bullet wound. Kevin, we all know how the left feels about Trump. He's too morally inferior, so that's what they think. Along comes the most corrupt president in history, who has made everyone's life considerably more difficult to live. My question for Democrats who still support Biden is, what's in it for you? By what metric was your life more difficult to live under Trump? Well, they're being asked that. They're answering it with nothing. They're starting to realize that $4 gas and stores closing down, the stores staying open are, you know, everything costs at least 25, 30, twice as much percent more. The truth will set us free. And they can lie all they want. The truth will set us free. And it is. The truth is, well, no matter how much they jabber on and he mumbles on about whatever story he forgets to tell, the truth, which is will set you free, is that the gas is $4, you know, burgers $4 a pound, everything's more expensive, and no light at the tunnel of any of it is out there. There's no light at the end of the tunnel for the border, for the economy, for the energy, for any of it. Kev, Joe is remembering the group assessment he has to sit through before someone decides if they dare let him appear in public. He probably thinks he's being interviewed by reporters, not doctors. That's good, too. Yeah, there's a whole team, a caregiving team, I guarantee you. The Republicans want our vote. Why? They do nothing with it but whine. Their petty bickering during the speaker vote is disgusting. I voted Republican for 40 years. No more. I will vote independent. Democrats hate America, and Republicans roll over and whine. Neither are good for America. I don't think the idea of a viable third party hasn't been really big and viable since Ross Perot. The Libertarians made a good run at it. What, in 2002? 2006, with Gary Johnson and that. I don't know the metrics and the dynamics enough of who you're going to pull votes from, but I know if you are Republican and you are conservative and you're going that way, that pulling a vote out of that pool wouldn't be good for now. I would say stay in the fight. It's frustrating, but stay in the fight, and we got to find more Jim Jordans. We've got to find more Kat Kamiks. We've got to find more Andy Biggs. We've got to find more these pit bull, not rhino, uniparty people that, you know, aren't, I mean, everybody in that town is owned in some way or another, but some are owned a lot more than others. And I just, to me, the fight is to get primaried and like Charlie Kirk talks about, it's one bite at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You're never going to do this overnight, but we're making gains. And if you're not familiar with Kat Kamik, I've been telling Scotty and super producer Chris, we got to get her on this show. She's on with Jimmy Fallon quite a bit. She is a rock star out of Florida, young, smart, well-spoken, great mind, great legal mind. Right for the Kelly Armstrong. I'm a fan of Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong, believe it or not, is just as frustrated about the process of the swamp as you are. He is. But he knows, he's smart enough to know that there's you can piss and moan all you want about the rules for the fight, but you want to fight your fight, you know, the fight the way you want to fight it. But unfortunately, when you get in the ring, your rules don't apply. You have to fight the fight and the rules by which they do in that particular ring.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Fork in this thing. Welcome back. What's on your mind for Thursday? Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today. The 19th of October. It's like a pretty good looking end of the week, end of the weekend across the neighborhood. We head into it. Hey, I was talking earlier when we brought up MyPillow and the efforts being made by the Lindell Offense Fund. If you say that fast 10 times, that Mike has got going on with his frank speech, things, their money, the fight they've got going on against, in Arizona especially, they were big and in covering a lot of the stuff happening in Maricopa County down in Arizona, Plan is at lindelloffensefund.org. You should read it. You should read it. And there's some stuff in there about all the late night comics. Literally, Mike is like a punching bag to those goofballs. And, you know, he spent tens of millions of dollars investigating and digging into. And part of this plan is that they have a device that he is paying for. The technology allows anyone with it within reasonable, super easy, within easily being near any sort of voting machine or voting centers, that any of those are on the Internet, this will know that. They've also got teams of people that are going to be watching these drop boxes, watching these P.O. boxes. That's a big thing with mail-in ballots. The P.O. boxes, you know, you can't just, you know, empty the P.O. box and they're all the same envelope and the same handwriting, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some shout-out to Mike and to the money he spent and the passion he has. And if you want to support him in that fight, super easy, just buy something. And it's all great stuff. I mean, what do we have? I have the sheets. We have a towel set. I have the slippers. We have three of the pillows. And we bought a pet bed for a friend for a gift, and they love it. The key at MyPillow.com, super easy. Promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Click on the radio listener podcast specials, and there's up to 80% off in there. Same promo code Scott, no matter where you are on MyPillow.com, you get the deal. All right, I want to finish up. We got a number of texts in here. This call came in off the air. Go, let's roll that one.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
This is Mike in Maine.
Hey, Maine.
You know, Mike, I listen to Biden, and a lot of the stuff that he says, I mean, even when he's making a speech, sounds exactly like Barack Hussein Obama. Obama lives about 15 minutes from the White House there in Georgetown. He didn't pick that neighborhood just because he likes the neighborhood.
Right.
He picked it because he was close to the White House. Mm-hmm. You want to know who's controlling things? How about Barack Obama? This shouldn't be the Biden administration. This should be the old Biden administration.
Yeah, that's what we say all the time. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, you know, Obama's, I don't know that he's the head of the team. I don't know that he's the GM or the owner. He's definitely head coach or higher though, for what we're seeing here. And when you go back to, you know, I got a lot of heat for being, you know, when Facebook first came on the scene, I think it was probably 2009, and, I was pretty critical right away of the, remember, I've got a pen, I'm not afraid to use it. I've got a pen, I'm not afraid to use it. Well, whoa, isn't how it works. And that's kind of where, and then, man, and I know way back executive orders and things have been a deal, but I don't know that to the degree that he started with the pen and wasn't afraid to use it. It started making that a norm, and man, oh, man. And I remember all of it, and the birth certificate thing and the questions about all of it and residency and where and whoa, and digging into his community activism in Chicago, and boy, you got a Senate seat pretty quick, and boom, 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 and here we are. Really good with the camera. Really good on camera. He's maybe the best ever. Hope and change, right? Huh? Come on. That was exciting. At the time, that was exciting. Yeah. Maybe not so much anymore. That's why you gotta wonder. Thanks, Mike, for that. Text. Let's run through these quick. Republicans, a lot of comments on spineless rhinos. So there's that. Does Jason Lewis still have a radio show? I really miss listening to him. I know he's got a podcast going. Go to his jasonlewis.substack.com, I believe is the site. But I'll check it and, find out. Hey, awesome. 5 hours of the Flynn Show. Enjoy. Yay. Thank you. Right back at you. I always appreciate Scott letting me sit in. Throw it up against the wall, see if it sticks. My buddy used to say, why would Sidney Powell plead guilty in Georgia? This is very suspicious. What did she plead guilty to? to all charges as a part of a plea deal. I'd need much more to go on with that. I haven't seen anything on that. It's probably just a part to just get it over with, whatever, and move on from the circus that it is. But I don't know. I'll check it, though. Sidney Powell flipped. Another texter says, not good for the Trump, for Team Trump. Well, I mean, maybe she, you know, she's got a lot of money, too. Minnesota versus North Dakota. Wow. Well, there's a few differences there, isn't there? Yes. We got screenshots there. Biden needs to find a chair or off the stage from the podium. Yeah, that's just a sad thing to watch. And agree with you, Kev. Thank you for that. Another compliment. Thank you for that. There's no room in the GOP for a real conservative. Well, we'll see. All right, that's my time. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.